I am Farah Salman at the University of Richmond. This is my second podcast on children's books that can be used in math instruction. The book I have chosen today is Shark Swimathon by Stuart J. Murphy, illustrated by Lynn Kravath. The plot of the story unfolds itself as six sharks decide to take up the challenge of swimming 75 laps by the end of the week so that they can go to a swim camp as a prize offered by the Ocean City Bank. They definitely have to team up to achieve this goal because the swim camp is otherwise too expensive for them to attend. Just as the young reader gets engaged into the story, the math kicks in. The coach shark sets her whiteboard next to the pool and begins to record everyone's laps with tally marks. At the end of the day, all tally marks are added and the coach subtracts the laps they have done from the target 75 and announces, "We just have 61 laps to go." The excitement builds up as the sharks try harder. Each page shows detailed illustrations of different types of sharks wearing colorful costumes in the greenish-blue water of a swimming pool. The whiteboard next to the pool shows how many laps are done and how they are subtracted from the remaining total. The author even wrote down the thought process of the coach shark as she does the math. On page 15, you'll read as the shark works on the problem. "I don't have enough ones, so I'll change 110 into 10 ones. 11 ones minus 7 ones is 4, and 5 tens minus 110 is 4 tens. We have 44 laps to go," announced Coach Blue. With every turning page, the action rises and so does the reader's excitement. The climax comes when one shark is hurt and cannot help her team on the last day. Some are ready to quit, but one of them does the math and says, "We can make it if we each swim 5 laps." Finally, they reach their goal and go to the camp. The clipboard on page 29 shows all 4 subtraction problems that Coach Blue did every day. This is a delightful story that builds team spirit and gives young children a context in which math is needed. At the end of this book, the author, Stuart Murphy, gives other alternative ways to do subtraction of the same problem. He also offers a couple activities to do with the class. For example, when taking a trip, have children write down miles on the odometer and periodically calculate the number of miles traveled or number of miles left to travel till the destination. A couple other stories that present the same concept as Shark Swimathon are Pigs Will Be Pigs by Amy Axelrod, Alexander Who Used to Be Rich Last Sunday by Judith Virest. In short, Shark Swimathon is a story embedded with a math lesson on subtraction with regrouping and can successfully be used in second and third grades. Thank you and goodbye.